All right, so check this out. Friend had a similar story to the lamp. My friend, let's call him Brian, is my classmate in college. Just yesterday, while having lunch with him, he just suddenly told me about one of the weirdest incidents in his life that happened around 5 years ago. He used to live in a two-story house in London before moving to Asia, where we are now. He remembers going down the stairs, and then suddenly, he just woke up in a bar. He's also not the type to drink and was also underage, so it was pretty weird that he suddenly woke up in a bar in the United States. He said that he was still the same age and had the same family, but literally, he was based in the U.S. all of a sudden. He went to school and just lived his life as a normal teenager slash student. He would very often get these sharp headaches like a few times a month and would get checked for it, but he said the doctors would always clear him after the tests were done. He had a really nice life, and a pet dog too. Suddenly, there were just these times that headaches would get too bad for him, and he couldn't fall asleep at all. That's when he said he started having this very strong urge to go back to the bar that he just woke up from suddenly. Eventually, he gave in to his urges and went back to the bar. He said he tried having a beer and suddenly he was involved in a fight. The last thing he remembers was that he was hit in the head with a chair. And then suddenly, he woke up and was at the bottom of the staircase in his house in London. He could barely move, and the ambulance was called and he was brought to the hospital afterwards. He went to a couple of psychiatrists to help him understand what happened to him, since he said that he basically had depression after the incident because it was all so surreal that he literally lived 4 years of his life and then suddenly they disappeared. All of his friends in the U.S. didn't even exist at all since he tried looking for them on various social media accounts and Googling them as well. I told him about the lamp story that I read here before a while back, and he's 100% convinced that what happened to that guy also happened to him. So far, he's okay now, but sometimes he tells me that he's still afraid because he doesn't know if this is already the true reality, because this is what it felt like for him back in the U.S. as well. There's also a scar on his head from the stitches of the fall that he had, so I'm assuming it was a pretty bad fall, too. I broke my left collarbone last night and woke up this morning with my right collarbone broken and my left one perfectly fine. I have no explanation, and everyone says that it was my right clavicle that I broke, not my left. When I have vivid memories of it breaking and popping out of place, I remember the doctors assigning a left arm sling and taking the x-ray with it on. I was playing football with my friends and was tackled and flipped onto my side, crushing it. I asked my parents if they had any photos of me with my sling on, and they didn't. This whole situation is just weird as hell, and no one believes me, so I decided that I would tell you all here. This person includes an update that says, I just went in for my checkup and a possible TBI. No concussion or brain injury whatsoever. I got info on the x-rays, and they showed a broken right clavicle. Really, no explanation, I guess, for what happened the night that I broke it. And for everyone asking, I'm doing well. The doctors say I've got a 5 to 6 week recovery. I have evidence. I'm so sure that we live in a simulation because of what happened to me yesterday. So, I was making an ashtray from my used snus container. The container is made of two pieces, the bottom and the top part. So I opened it, and I put the top part on my sofa and the bottom part on my counter. My cat knocked over the bottom part of the snus container, so I picked it up, and the container was closed. It had the bottom and the top part back together again. So, you might think that I just probably forgot to open it, and that would be the case if the previous top part that I put on my sofa wasn't still there. But it was. So, now I'm left with one complete snus container and only one top part of a different snus container that didn't exist an hour ago.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think my cat glitched last night. My partner and I are dumbfounded. Last night, after dinner, my partner, I'll call him H, went back into the kitchen for something and observed Luna, our black cat, sitting on the little red stool that I put in the kitchen in front of the French doors a few days ago. I put that there so the cats can look outside. We have red curtains flanking those doors, and the curtains were pulled closed, providing a contrasting backdrop for Luna, who was on the stool. H said, "Luna's on the stool and he shows up well with the red curtains behind him." I'm always talking about how I can't take good photos of Luna because he's black and you can never see him well. He said it kind of in passing, and I made a mental note to take a photo of him sometime in that spot. So, H comes back to join me on the sofa. We chat for about 10 to 15 minutes or so, and he gets up to go back to the kitchen. He said, "Luna's still in here on the stool." I told him that was weird, that he'd just be hanging out by himself in a dark, closed-off kitchen. Normally, he'd be with us wherever we are. It wasn't like he had anything to look at outside. The curtains were closed due to the cold drafts. I tried to reason out that weird behavior, but, you know, cats, they do weird things, so I didn't think much of it. I told H that he's probably just waiting for a treat. I'd been giving him cat treats every night for the last 3 nights or so that kind of made sense. As H was leaving the kitchen, he tried calling for Luna to come out, but he didn't. I tried calling too from the sofa. By the way, you can't see the kitchen door slash stool where Luna was from our sofa in the living room. As H was walking out of the kitchen and through the dining room towards the sofa again, we were talking about how Luna knows the word treat and that I have to spell it out so he doesn't get all worked up. H suggested that I call out that I have a treat so that maybe he'd come out of the dark kitchen and join us in the living room. I told him that if I did that, I'd have to actually get up and go get a treat from the kitchen when he came out. And I was being lazy. But ultimately, we decided to test the little experiment. By this time, H had joined me back on the sofa. There's a chair next to the sofa where our blonde cat, Sol, was snoozing away on a cozy black blanket through all of this. I noted that I wasn't sure if Sol knew the word treat, as well as Luna, and said that it would be interesting to see how Sol responds. I started at first in a softer voice. "Anybody want a treat?" Still, no Luna emerging from the kitchen. So I said it again a little louder. We looked over at Sol, and he was slowly opening up his sleepy little eyes. But still no Luna. I said it again 2 or 3 times, and all the while we were glancing between Sol and toward the dark kitchen entry, watching to see if Luna would come out. And then, while I was looking at Sol, whose head was completely raised at this point, I see right beside him another pair of green eyes, and I quickly realize, we actually both realized at the same time, that Luna was curled up on the chair with Sol. And when I say curled up, it was the kind of curled up they're in when cats are in total relaxation or nap mode. I'm not sure about other people who have cat siblings, but with my cats, if they end up napping together, it usually starts with one cat already asleep, usually Sol, and then the other will jump up on them and start cleaning them, licking their ears and faces. Then one of two things will happen. They either start to play fight until it turns serious-ish, in which I have to usually scold one of them because usually the napping cat just isn't in the mood to play fight. Or, on rare occasions, the imposing cat just cleans his brother and then curls up and sleeps right next to him. It is never just a cat jumps up on the other and goes to sleep or enters chill mode. It's always a process. I know because I always have to keep an eye on them when one jumps on the other in case one, usually Luna, starts bullying the other, biting too hard, stuff like that. So this means at some point between H leaving the kitchen the second time when H observed Luna still on the stool and coming to the sofa, Luna would have had to have darted out really quickly without us noticing and then ran straight to the chair that his brother was in, all within full view of where we both were, by the way, and settled down right away without waking up his brother. This just isn't the way that Luna operates, though. He doesn't dart through the house, unless on rare occasions he's playing with his brother and they have the zoomies. Otherwise, Luna lumbers. He's a lumberer. That's why his nickname is Luna Bear. He looks and lumbers just like a small black bear. And what's more, I had called out, "Anybody want a treat?" And treat several times. Ordinarily, when treat time is announced, he always comes running into the room, meowing like crazy and acting like he's dying or going through food withdrawal and just needs a hit, that life-saving cat treat. I don't know. It's a running joke that the food / treats are one of the rare things that he'll actually run for. But he was just sitting there on the chair, curled up next to his brother, looking at me like, "What are you going on about?" We were and still are so baffled. H and I looked at each other just like, "What the F just happened?" He immediately went back to the kitchen where he just was, and there was no Luna on the stool, because she was on the chair next to us. I don't even know, dude, but damn. Dog lunged at me, and a second later, it was gone. I had something unexplainable happen to me the other day. I was walking my dog down the sidewalk when I noticed from across the street a dog with hair raised and teeth snarling charging at me. It came in quick. It was a few feet away and I saw it charging and ready to lunge at me. I turned my back and covered myself and my dog. I closed my eyes and braced myself for the bite. But I didn't feel anything. And a couple seconds later, I looked back and I couldn't find the dog anywhere. There's no way that it could have bolted and hid in that amount of time. I was stunned, and I still can't stop thinking about it. One of my tumbled crystals is no longer tumbled. This has absolutely blown my mind. I'm a crystal collector. I also have a rock tumbler that I like to throw rough pieces in from time to time. I have a lapis lazuli worry stone that broke into two pieces a couple of years ago. This past summer, I finally got a tumbler and was excited to tumble the two broken pieces to smooth out the rough edges. I threw them in with some other stones of the same-ish hardness, and for those that don't know, tumbling takes a lot of time and multiple rounds with different types of grit. So, a week goes by. It's time to take them out, clean them, and put them back in with a different grit. I was with my husband in the kitchen as I was assembling them back in the tub. I mentioned to him how I love how this particular piece is smoothing and excited for the end result. The rocks tumble, and about a week later, I take them to do the process again. My husband helps me rinse them off in the backyard. We're done, we come back in, and I start putting them back. And that's when I noticed the larger piece of the lapis that broke is missing. No big deal. Probably just fell outside while I was rinsing. So I searched and searched the whole yard. At this point, I'm upset because I was really excited about this particular piece. I looked everywhere, even in illogical places. Maybe it could have dissolved? No. The other small piece was still in the batch, with no issues. Plus, there would be blue grit everywhere. It was a whole ordeal for me, and I was ranting about it to my husband all night. Could never find it, so I moved on. Then, this morning. It's my coworker's birthday, and she's been starting to take an interest in crystals. I have quite a bit of raw pieces, so I thought I'd go through my box and pick a couple for her. Then, there it was, sitting on top of all the other ones, totally untumbled. I'm just completely baffled. I told my husband, and he's just as bewildered as me. We both know this happened, and nothing logical can explain it. Side note, when it went missing, I said to my husband, "Watch, it'll just appear out of nowhere one day." But having it also in the state it was before I started tumbling is a whole new level of weird. Elevator guy. This happened a few years back at my college dorm. My roommate and I, both around age 19, were coming back to the dorm after dark. It's one of those buildings where you have to scan your university ID card to get in. Unless someone from the outside lets you in, there's no other way. We walk up to the building and see someone maybe 10 feet ahead of us scan their card and then go inside. The key here is that he is just far enough ahead of us to where as soon as he goes inside and the door shuts itself, we are there scanning our IDs to open the door for ourselves. Once inside the lobby area, there's one elevator on either side. These elevators are maybe just another 10 feet from the entrance door that we just walked in. As we walk inside the building, we see the person who went in before us walk inside the elevator, and the doors shut just as we approach it. It's the same elevator that he just got into. I press the button, and to my surprise, the doors opened instantly. And I mean, instantly. As soon as the doors closed, they were opening again. Except this time, there was nobody inside them. I hesitated, but I walked into the elevator and pushed my floor button. The energy between me and my roommate felt tense, and I didn't say anything as I was trying to rationalize what I just saw in my brain. My roommate spoke up first, saying, "Did you just see that guy?" and verified that I wasn't the only one who had seen it. We continued trying to come up with some kind of explanation, but came to nothing. Even if the elevator guy only went up one floor, there was nowhere near enough time for the elevator to go up and then come back down in time. Again, the doors closed with him inside mere seconds before they reopened after I pushed the button. I've never experienced anything like this since then, and honestly, it still spooks me. Portal to another dimension. I'm posting this here, hoping that maybe you guys can help me explain it. I don't think it was supernatural, but it was strange enough that it's disturbed my understanding of reality in a very small but definite way. Perhaps there's an answer to what I observed, and maybe the answer is stranger than anything I can imagine. Here's what happened. Around 1999, when gas was 99 cents a gallon, I would take the long drive from Glendale, Arizona, to Tempe to visit friends quite often. At around 9 p.m., my buddy Chris and I stopped to get gas at the corner station before heading out onto the freeway. It was in June, and the temperature was probably 90-plus degrees Fahrenheit, and the sun was down. We pulled into the spot. I opened my gas cap and started pumping gas. I stoop approximately 4 feet from the pump and was standing close but not touching my car, which was a 1997 Mitsubishi Eclipse. Chris was standing on my side, the driver's side, and was about 4 feet from me. The place was very well lit, like most gas stations, and it was self-serve. Chris and I were talking about something when, directly between us, a portal opened up for 1 second and then closed. I'll describe it in the most detailed way that I can. It was a thin line, maybe a foot and a half long, that had no perceptible width. It sparkled with an intensely bright white light. It was perfectly aligned vertically. The sparkles were strange in that they weren't flashes, nor were they electrical in behavior. The intensity was like viewing a laser in the dark and dropping bits of glitter through the beam, except this laser was white and the glitter was infinitely small. Another odd property of this line was the bits of white light seemed to travel downward in one direction, and where they stopped in midair was very abrupt. There was no phasing in or out. Imagine taking an X-Acto knife to reality. It started and stopped without any warning. At first, we both said, "Holy crap, did you see that?" And before I allowed Chris to say anything else, my skeptical inquirer training set in. "What did you see?" I asked him. I wanted to hear him tell me the event without me biasing his perception of it. "That white sparkle, what did it look like? It just started and stopped, like glitter or something. Where was it?" He pointed to the same place that I witnessed it too. We spent a couple of minutes searching the area. At first, I looked above us and we waved our hands around to see if there were any spider webs. I inspected the roof of the gas station and saw a few moths, but they were nearer the lamps about 20 feet up than to us. The weather was clear, almost no humidity. Chris and I drove to Tempe talking about this thing the entire trip. I was surprised that it happened at a gas station, because if it were electrical, it might have been dangerous. But Chris and I both agreed that it looked nothing like electricity or anything else that we had ever seen. I've searched for an explanation and still do every once in a while. I've ruled out St. Elmo's fire, ball lightning, fairies, etc. I've pondered if some kind of insect could produce something like this in a kind of web or something, but the intense light that came from the object is pretty difficult to imagine. A laser beam seems to be the best idea, but a white one? And what would allow it to start and stop in midair? Different shoes. I never thought I'd be posting a glitch of my own, but here we are. I wear a uniform for my work. I'm very particular about the shoes that I wear to work. Black leather, lace-up, ankle boots. Always the same type for around 20 years now. Flying out of a different airport for the next couple of days, I got to the hotel tonight. I laid out my uniform for an early start tomorrow, grabbed the shoe polish to give the boots a little buff, and the seams on the heels of my trusty boots are completely different. They have a textured leather overlay rather than just a stitched seam. This is impossible. I've had this pair of boots for months now. They stay in my work suitcase, and I polish them often. I live alone, and nobody else could have messed with them. Quite frankly, I'm dumbfounded. I thought it was watermelon. Kind of a strange glitch in the Matrix, so bear with me, but I feel like I somehow manifested the reality that I really wanted. My partner and I went to the store together for the first time in a while yesterday, so that I could get a fruit tray and he could get some snacks. We ended up grabbing a random tray on our way through to find the cheese sticks. When we got home and cracked it open, we realized that we got the wrong one. I'd wanted one with cantaloupe in it, and we picked up the one that had watermelon. I mentioned this to him, but said that I'd eat the watermelon anyway, I suppose. He tried it and said that he didn't actually like watermelon, but it had honeydew, which he did like, so that was fine. I'd say I ate about half the watermelon before we put it up for the night. I went to work and then took a nap when I got home. Well, just as I got up, we got the tray back out, and when I opened it, where there had been watermelon was now cantaloupe. I kinda just blankly stared at it and proceeded to turn to him and ask, "Wasn't this watermelon just yesterday?" Disappearing car, traffic, and gray world. This happened to me years ago and messed with my mind. None of it made sense. I was working for a company where I did deliveries. We had clients that were mostly in the city that I worked in, with a few that were a few hours' drive from the shop. One drive in particular was a 200-mile drive one way. They were our largest account for a long time, and it more than paid off for the time and fuel used to get up there and back. This was a trip that I did all in one day, so a 400-mile round trip. This may seem like a useless detail to put here, but it'll provide some context for the rest of the story. The first few times running this delivery were pretty daunting. It was a full-day event, 3 to 4 hours up and the same time back depending on traffic, weather, or other circumstances. It got easier after doing it twice a month for a few months. My body acclimated to it, and it became a drive that I actually enjoyed doing. The company that I worked for was tiny, family-owned and run. Excellent people to work for. They treated their employees as if they were extended family. The most enjoyable part of it was not having anyone around you, needing you to do things, or breathing down your neck. A good 85% of the drive was on an interstate, I-94 to be exact. By the time this experience happened, I had done this drive probably hundreds of times. I knew the drive and the route very well. I could drive it blindfolded, as the saying goes. One time, I was driving this route on a beautiful summer day. Bright blue sky, comfortably warm, and the traffic was flowing well. By this point, I had already been on the interstate for about an hour or so. Anyone who's driven interstates for any distances knows that there are parts of interstates where exits, on and off ramps, become pretty sparse with miles between them. Around this time, I passed an on-ramp onto the interstate that I was traveling on. At the time, nothing seemed amiss. I looked in my rearview mirror and I noticed a car coming up the on-ramp and merging behind me. Nothing unusual about that. It happens pretty often. Just your usual run-of-the-mill car, probably something like a Toyota Camry that's a dime a dozen with your average Joe behind the wheel. But this is where things become weird. A few minutes later, I look in my rearview again, and that car is no longer there. I looked to my left side to see if he was in the passing lane to get around me, but he wasn't there either. Nor was he in front of me like he had made the pass without me noticing. Now, some might think, well, maybe he got off at the next exit without you noticing. The thing is, though, that wasn't possible. This was a stretch of the interstate where entrance ramps and the next exit ramp were miles apart. Not just a few miles, but like 15 to 20 miles apart. As to be expected, as this part of the interstate went through the middle of nowhere. It didn't pass through or near any cities or towns for there to be exit ramps to get to, and there were no rest stops or waysides that he could have pulled off into either. This car just up and disappeared. While I was thinking about what had happened and where he could have disappeared to, I started to notice that something else was off as well. I couldn't quite put my finger on it at first, just a sense of unease about something that I couldn't articulate to myself. That's when I noticed that the sky had turned a solid, dull gray. Not an overcast gray where there would be clouds or smoke in the air. It was just gray. Like something else had replaced the sky and the scenery was drab. And that wasn't the only thing. I also noticed that there was no traffic for miles. No one in front of me or behind me, not even on either side of the interstate. Sure, this would happen from time to time, especially during times when traffic was light, but that would only last a few minutes at the most. This felt like it went on for hours. It was quite unnerving, as I had no idea what was really going on. I'm a person who's usually a very rational and critical thinker, but there didn't seem to be anything rational about this. After what seemed like an eternity, but was likely only a few minutes, I suddenly had what I could only describe as feeling like I had blacked out for a split second. If anyone else has experienced this, then you know what I'm talking about. It's like suddenly coming to again, or being thrust back into your reality, where your whole body jumps or lurches and you shake your head to rid yourself of the feeling. After that momentary lapse in consciousness, everything was back to normal. The sky, the traffic, everything. It's as if nothing ever happened. And I also noticed that I was about an hour closer to my stop. I got off the next exit and pulled into a convenience store parking lot to gather myself and to let my nerves calm, all the while playing the events back in my head, trying to decide what I thought actually happened. After my mind and body calmed down, I went into the store, I used the facilities, got back into the vehicle, and continued the drive. The rest of the day went normally, and that never happened to me again. If anyone has any ideas of what the heck happened, I'd be interested in hearing them.